Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first request. Gerald LaVert's birthday is today. So the son of, I can't remember his father's first name. See, I get confused in all these things. But Gerald LaVert is the son of the guy from the OJs, Eddie LaVert, right? Isn't it Eddie? My brain. Yeah, Eddie LaVert. Yeah. So Gerald was born in, I think he's born in Canton, Ohio. That's where they formed the original OJs. I think they all went to McKinley High School. So it's Gerald's birthday today, the son. So, and he's the lead singer for the brand LaVert, right? I get all this confused, and my brain just gets kind of fried after a while. So happy birthday to Gerald LaVert. So a little what was it, Casanova from about, 1987 or something like that? So anyhow, 404-726-0929. We'll open the phones back up coming up here in the next segment. We're going to do something a little bit different coming up tomorrow night. So we're kind of going to open up the phone lines starting at 10 o'clock after Braves baseball. And we'll give you a chance to react to, you know, what happened, last night, tomorrow night in the game and what have you. So we will we'll open up the phone lines to allow folks to react and give us your thoughts about what happened in the Braves game that particular night. So we'll start doing that coming up 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll come up with a gimmick name for it, right? And again, we're not going to call it the Braves post-game show, but we'll come up with some kind of gimmicky name for it. So it'll be something akin to Doink in 1994. So that's what we'll do anyway. So, all right, all of that coming up tomorrow night. First, though, let's get to what we call a college football roundup.
It's time for the College Football Roundup, a complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I love this from the Deputy Commissioner of the Big 12, Tim Weiser, who had some parting shots for Texas. As the SEC, you know, again, they got their media day starting next week. During an interview at Big 12 Media Days, the former Kansas State athletic director was asked about the Longhorns' motivation for leaving the conference. He said, quote, "I continue to maintain the choice Texas made wasn't a financial one because we all know what the Texas resources are like. I think their decision was more about affiliating with a group of schools that on a given Saturday that would they would rather get beat by Alabama than Kansas State or Florida than Iowa State. That was really the driving driving the way they looked out down the road." So good, listen. Good for, and again, this guy's the deputy commissioner, right? Good for him. Good for him taking shots on their way out. I wouldn't have been as diplomatic, but anyway. He also went on to say that I think they, Oklahoma, were more of what I would call a reluctant bride. That kind of felt like if we don't go, what happens to the Texas OU football or basketball game? Those things we know from a OU-Texas standpoint are important. I kind of felt like if I was in Oklahoma's position, it would have been hard for me to not think about that long term. So, again, you know, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, about all of this kind of stuff, first off, I give the deputy commissioner credit for taking his shot out there. But, you know, again, if you are Oklahoma, and there were rumors for years about Oklahoma potentially going to the SEC. Like that, I got news for you. That's been rumored for 20-plus years. I heard that rumor 20-something years ago that Oklahoma was going to end up heading to the SEC. Then it finally happened. Maybe Texas was the motivator in all this kind of stuff, but it finally did kind of happen with Texas. So, but yeah, it's, again, they're going to get out of their contracts, you know, early, and they're going to start in the SEC early. And again, as we said, SEC Media Day start next week from Nash Vegas. So I wish it was here in Atlanta. That was a good time last year. We had fun at SEC Media Days last year covering it. And I think I may be wrong. I don't want to speak out of turn. I think maybe Chris Goforth is going to SEC Media Days. I'll find out for sure from him. But if he is, we'll try to catch up with Chris coming next week. But obviously, we'll talk some SEC Media Days about the unofficial start to college football, right? I think SEC, I mean, for all the other media days and all this kind of stuff, the SEC Media Days is a complete spectacle, right? It's the spectacle in college football as far as media days goes, more in the Big Ten, more in the Big 12, ACC or what have you. It's the big spectacle. And, you know, that seems to be the official, well, I should say the unofficial launch of college football season. When you get SEC Media Days going, that feels like it's been the unofficial launch to college football over the last decade plus. And it's a crazy event. It's fun. I mean, again, I know some people don't really get excited about going to it, but it's always fun to hear the coaches and, again, some of the things and shots taken, you know, by one another and this, that, and the other. So good stuff. Speaking of the SEC, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey is getting a contract extension, so it's going to be at least through 2028. The SEC announced the extension on Thursday, just 4 days before the conference holds its annual football media event in Nashville. He's had the role since 2015, held several roles within the conference prior to being elevated to commissioner. According to tax filings obtained by ProPublica, Sankey earned $3.7 million in 2022. Quote, "I am grateful for the continued opportunity to serve and support the universities and student athletes of the Southeastern Conference, and I appreciate the confidence placed in me by the SEC's presidents and chancellors. I look forward to working with the leaders of our member universities, and we meet the challenges ahead for college athletics, seek to sustain the success of our conference, and fulfill our mission to provide our young people with an opportunity to grow academically and challenge themselves through elite competition. Can I tell you, though, Greg Sankey is one of the most gracious human beings. I mean, again, always good with his time, always had time for interviews. He's not afraid to be the face of the SEC, doesn't duck and hide. I don't know that you could have a better leader for the best football conference in America than Greg Sankey. I can't imagine anybody being a better leader for the conference. And again, he is more than gracious with his time, and just, you know, he's SEC through and through. I mean, he may be from New York, but he is SEC through and through. And I love that about him. So obviously this was a complete no-brainer to do that. In a statement, University President Moorhead called Sankey a visionary who has overseen the nation's most stable and successful athletic conference. So, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, again, he's on the transformation committee. But yes, I mean, he's, you know, again, one of the most powerful people in all of college football, and well deserved. So, and by the way, you know, again, it's not just football, right? Didn't we just see the College World Series had two SEC teams in it, right? I mean, LSU and Florida, and then also too, LSU and South Carolina have been back-to-back women's basketball champions, right? LSU won it this year, right? And then South Carolina won it the year before. So, again, it's not just football. You know, it's all different types of sports that have had massive success to them. So, good for Greg Sankey and all of that. And the ACC and the CW strike a broadcast deal to air 50 football and basketball games. The ACC will begin airing football and basketball events on the CW network. Now, do we have that here in Atlanta? Did it used to be UPN?
I believe so.
It's like on part. It's not. So it's obviously not Fox or anything like that.
No.
It's the CW is its own network. It's got the right. Frog, right?
Yeah.
It had the Flash and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
50 games to be broadcast beginning September 9th with Pitt's football game against Cincinnati. 13 ACC football games will air on Saturdays on the CW, which will broadcast 28 ACC men's and women's basketball games throughout December, January, and February. The ACC will have men's basketball doubleheaders on the CW every Saturday and women's basketball doubleheaders on Sunday afternoons. Raycom Sports, which sublicenses ACC events from ESPN, sold its rights to CW but will continue producing them. So remember, it was Raycom Sports that was like the noon kickoff games for the ACC and all that good kind of stuff. So the CW has not aired college sporting events. The CW has not aired college sports events, but is the exclusive home for LIV Golf, as if anybody really cares about that, because, again, that's going away too. But the network is best known for broadcasting the series, for broadcast series, including All American, which focuses on college football players. Have you ever seen that show, All American? I've never even heard of it.
It's a terrible, just ridiculous.
Yeah, just say dumb. Just dumb show.
Yeah, it's just dumb. It's bad all around.
Yeah, I mean, you have the brain power of a flea to watch it.
Yeah, the football acting that goes on in the show is terrible. Like, they had a guy who was supposed to be like a 5-star quarterback. Guy couldn't throw the football. Like, you could tell just by his form, he had never thrown a football before in his life.
Jeez, crazy. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, in a statement, "We are thrilled to be adding the CW into our weekly ACC football and basketball lineups." Yeah, okay. Sure they are. I wonder how much they paid for all of this, too, by the way. CW's national distribution will directly benefit our student-athletes. Let me ask you. They appreciate ESPN and Raycom working together. Is ESPN or the CW easier to find?
I would assume the ESPN is.
I would think. I mean, again, I know it's broadcast television. I mean, I know ESPN is cable versus broadcast, but still, it's like UPN back in the old days when they had SmackDown on. You didn't know where UPN was. You just tried to see if you could stumble across SmackDown.
You just
point,
flip
right?
some channels and hopefully it pops up.
So the ACC in July of 2016 agreed to a 20-year media rights agreement with ESPN that ran through the 2035-36 academic year. Some league members have expressed frustration with that long-term agreement as the ACC trails in revenue, but Phillips has vowed to be creative in seeking solutions to create greater revenue. So, okay, whatever. I mean, again, they're on the CW. The CW is going to get either the Pac-12 or the ACC at some point, so now they've got a hold of them. So, anyway. All right, 404-726-0929. Asking you the question, if the Braves do nothing at the deadline, will you be okay with that? Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nights with John.
We should be so lucky.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios.
I guess you wonder where I
404-726-0929, asking you the question. The Braves do nothing at the deadline. Will you be okay with that? You know, we talked with Chris Willis about this earlier in the show. It certainly is a different conversation than it was maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, where we had questions about, okay, what's left field going to end up becoming? Rosario got off to a slow start. He's really kicked it in. He's played well offensively. He's made some good defensive plays in the field. And you feel like now left field is secure. Marcell Ozuna, DH, got off to a dreadful start, but then picked it up May and June and, you know, obviously had a good first half of the year. Shortstop, Orlando Arcia, could he hold the job or not? Well, he's done more than that. Started in the All-Star game. Pitching, starting pitching. Well, we had Freed, we had Wright. Ian Anderson was going to be gone for the year. What are we going to do? We got three guys, and people are talking about Madison Bumgarner and people like that. Aren't you glad we didn't do all that? Now we look and say, okay, well, Max Fried's going to be back probably by the end of the month, and we're ready to rock and roll. We can figure out our fifth starter, but give me four good starters. We had two All-Stars, and Max Fried's the best left-hander in baseball. Bullpen, things have kind of come together. Now, do I think the Braves are going to make a move? Yes. Alex Anthopoulos just will not sit by and let the deadline pass and not make a move or two. But, you know, if he didn't for whatever reason, I wouldn't be upset. I think this team is ready to roll. They're certainly the favorite to win the National League and, you know, probably to win the whole thing. I don't know what the Vegas betting odds say, but there's no reason to think that the Braves aren't. I'm watching some NBA basketball up here, summer league basketball action, but no reason to think that the Braves aren't the prohibitive favorite in the National League and maybe just in all of Major League Baseball. So 404-726-0929, jump on the phone line and give us your thoughts. Let's go to Hollis out in Canton. What's going on, Hollis?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on, man?
Good. A couple things I want to talk about. One is like, first of all, you're talking about the dominance of the SEC, and I agree with you in football because of Alabama and Georgia, they are the dominant teams. But, you know, when you look at the overall NCAA, all the teams that are included in the NCAA, the ACC had the most national champions in the other conference in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is when you look at Georgia's schedule for next year, and it's called one of the weakest in the country, well, the majority of their teams are SEC teams. So how does that speak to the conference in itself?
Well, again,
a strong conference.
Well, again, their SEC schedule is weak, but also their out of conference schedule is dreadful. I mean, and I'll say it. I mean that includes. I mean, people don't look at Tech as as any kind of real rival. I mean, right now, but again, Georgia. First off, I mean, Georgia's the most dominant program in the country right now. So again, they get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. They do. They are. They're strong. They'll always be strong. As long as Kirby Smart's there, They're going to be a strong team. But the fact of the matter is, unless the rest of the conference picks up, it's always going to be that way because the rest of the conference between Alabama and Georgia is very weak.
Well, again, when you get to 2024, though, their schedule in the SEC amps up. I mean, they're going to go to Austin, Texas. They're going to go to Tuscaloosa. So, I mean, their schedule, you know, next year – not this coming year, but next year, their schedule ramps up. I mean, their schedule definitely amps up in the SEC over the next couple few years. And then, you know, eventually they're going to have Oklahoma on that schedule probably in 2025 as well. So,
yeah,
they're just by the nature of the conference, their schedule's good. And again, the way the conference is structured now, you're going to play every team twice in a four-year period. So, you know, there's no getting around LSU, Bama, and all these other schools. They're going to play those schools on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and I get that. When they do those years, that's going to be when they show their true dominance.
Sure.
But that's one other thing I want to talk to you about, and it's because of a guy I played for at Furman University, and I think it's kind of been left out. College football lost a great guy the other day when Dick Sheridan passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I played for Dick Sheridan at Furman. He went on to NC State and led them to a program that became pretty dominant in ACC for a while. He was great friends with Jim Valvano. But, you know, Dick Sheridan he passed away this 2 weeks ago. A great coach, a great college mind, put in the College Football Hall of Fame 2 years ago. And that's when I mentioned my appreciation for being a player under his lead. And I really hate that I haven't heard more about it in the NCAA world and all that kind of stuff. But a great guy I played for, and he'll be missed.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, Hollis, that you got that memory. So good stuff there. Good stuff. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go to Frank out McDonough. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Chuck. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
and blow the freaking whistle. That's what Mike Conte is going to be my top 10 from now on.
Thank you.
And, but for real, though, I mean, will I be upset? No, but I will be kind of disappointed if the Braves don't at least make a move for, like, a pitcher. And I'm actually going to say a starting pitcher because here's the deal. Outside of Spencer Strider, I don't see anybody who's really, like, lights out. I mean, because, you know, when you get to the playoffs, I mean, you always reference the 2003 Braves and how they – got beat by the Cubs. I mean, because they faced two pitchers who were just pretty much lights out. And I've heard you mention before about, you know, in terms of football with the Falcons, like, you can never have too many pass rushers. Well, the same thing is true with baseball. You can never have too many pitchers. And the thing is, I mean, you know, Michael Soroka, you know, he's trying to feel his way. I mean, Charlie Morton, one day he could be lights out, another day he can give up five runs. And Bryce Elder, yes, he's been a great story, but I think he's starting to fall back to earth, and you don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. So, yes, Max Fried is coming back, but that's still kind of a question mark. You know, is he going to come back, and is he going to stay healthy? So, and you already saw an example last year where, I mean, the Phillies, you know, you didn't get past the NLDS because, I mean, really because of pitching. So, and you seem like, in the past where teams like the Dodgers, even though you already have all-stars, you just stack on, you know, you just pretty much, you know, stack on top of what you already have. So, I mean, to me, this year with the Braves, with their record and everything, and all these so-called, you know, I mean, I guess with these home run records, They have to do something. I mean, people are saying, like, you know, World Series or bust. So, well, why not, you know, make a big move?
Well, the part of this, though, is, and thank you for the phone call, Frank. I don't know that there's a dominant starter on the marketplace, though. I mean, I don't think that there's a dominant guy that. I mean, look, let me put it like this: there isn't a better starter that's going to be at the trade deadline than what bringing back Max Fried is. I think Max Fried's the best left-hander in baseball. He's been the most consistent left-hander in baseball over the last couple few years, even more than Clayton Kershaw. And remember, you know, again, when you talk about pitching, look, Clayton Kershaw's reputation up until a couple years ago was he was a great regular season pitcher and didn't do squat in the postseason. That was his reputation. Up until they won the World Series and got over that hump. But that was his reputation for a long time. Was great in the regular season, MVP and all that stuff, but couldn't get it done in the postseason. But there's nobody on the open market that I know of that's going to be a better starter than what Max Fried is. Now, again, we'll wait to see, you know, if he's how healthy he is, and I get all of that. But I don't think that there's – and the other part of this, too, is – I don't think they feel like they have to give up a bunch of assets and bring a big-name player in here because they're pretty well set. Now, you may disagree with that, but I don't think that they – I don't think – let me put it like this. I don't think that they are going to sell off their farm to bring some big arm in here. You know, there's not a Randy Johnson on the marketplace right now, right? There's not a Garrett Cole or – you know, somebody like that's on the marketplace, or even a Yu Darvish or whatever name you want to attach to it all. But I don't think that they feel like they have to give up much in the way of prospects, you know, not some kind of blockbuster deal to, you know, again, the Padres gave up a ton of prospects to get Juan Soto in there, and nothing paid off for it. Nothing's paying off for it now, you know, with this, what, $400 million contract or whatever you got for all of it. But, and I understand your point, and I don't think Alex Anthopoulos is just going to sit by the wayside. And, you know, again, but I'm just asking the question of the idea of if they don't do anything. Because I don't think that they're in a have to do anything. Will they? Yes. Do they have to do anything? I don't think so. I mean, if you want to add a left-hander, you know, in the bullpen, no problem. You want to add a right-handed bat to face left-handed pitching to come off your bench? No problem. But I don't. Again, we're not looking for a starting left fielder. I don't think we're even looking for a starter. You can get through. I mean, again, the way where this division is at this point, you got four starters. You can find your fifth guy, Soroka, Schuster. Again, you're not going to need five starters all the time, and certainly you're not going to need five starters in the playoffs. You know, again, you won't have to have a necessarily five guys that can line up and get everybody out in the playoffs. But you feel pretty good about the idea of, okay, I've got two all-stars out of my three regular guys, and I'm getting arguably the best left-hander in baseball back for this team. That's a pretty good place to be. It's a pretty good place to be. You know, and again, you have to have confidence in Strider and Elder that they can get it done. Have they? Well, you know, at times, times not. You know, Strider didn't pitch all that well in that Philadelphia game, but where they lost the series, but you've got to have confidence in those guys. So we'll see what happens, you know, at the end of the day, but I still don't think that Alex Anthopoulos is just going to let the deadline pass by and he's not going to make a move on anything. I don't think that's going to happen. That's you know, if nothing else, that's not his DNA, is to just sit by and just sit on his laurels and just wait to see what happens. It's the Bill Parcells theory. You even if, you know, Bill Parcells said, if I can improve the 53rd man on my roster, I improve the 53rd man on my roster. If they can improve, I think Alex Anthopoulos is, if they can improve the very last guy in their bullpen, they'll improve the very last guy in their bullpen. They will make sure that they have all of the assets and the horses that they need going into the playoffs. Because again, it should, and listen, it should be World Series or bust. That's why I've always said we have to have those kinds of expectations that we can't settle for. Well, you know, we had a good season. You know, that's why I always bring up that 2003 team. You know, I mean, to Frank's point, you know, again, I'll never forget as long as I live. Leo, after that series, well, you know, anything can happen in a short series. You had the most dominant offense in Braves history. And you got Smoltz, Maddox, and Glavin. And by the way, what was the long-term success of Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor? They were here today, gone tomorrow, were they not? How many World Series did the Cubs win with Pryor and Wood? How about zero? They had a great year with those two guys were dominant. And guess what? It lasted about 2.5 years. And then, you know, again, Pryor was out of the league and Kerry Wood was pitching for the Indians, who's a relief pitcher for the Indians in his final go-round. So, you know, again, you know, anything can happen in a short series. Really? That's our answer? Had a guy hit 330 with 39 homers and 136 RBI in right field. What was Sheffield in that series? 1-for-18 or something like that in that series against Pryor and Wood and those guys? 1-for-18? He hit 330 with 39 and 136. And he went 1-for-18. What? Anyway. All right, more to come. We get back. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studio. Sports Radio, the game on SID.com app.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I got my fat guy shoes on. I got my Skechers slip-ins on. I love these shoes, I'm telling you. I love these things. They're maybe the best shoes I've ever owned.
I was going to say, I had, so in high school, I ran cross country for a few years, mm-hmm. and I had a pair of Skechers that I ran in, and one of the best decisions I ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not that ridiculous. I mean, I bought two of these Skechers slip-ins at Rack Room Shoes, and it was buy one, get one free, and it was like $130.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad price at all. I mean, $65 a pair?
I was going to say, that is amazing.
Yeah.
For some of the money, and me not even being a big sneakerhead, some of the money that I've spent on shoes.
Yeah, I'm not good a big Lord. Sneaker. Yeah, I could care less about all the fashion statements and stuff like that. But anyway, Chuck Richeau back here with you, 404-726-0929. Do you remember the guy, Dom, from last year that said the Mets guy who said the division is over?
Yeah, hey, good old Sal Licata.
Okay, Sal Lipskitz. What's his name? All right, have you seen? So what does he do? He hosts on WFAN,
mm-hmm.
I think from, is it like midnight to 5 a.m. or something like that?
Ooh, I'm not sure what his time slot is.
Yeah, I think it's like midnight to 5 a.m.
That's a fun one.
Okay. He's like their late night. Because, again, mm-hmm. remember they used to have like Steve Summers?
Yes.
You know, who was the night host like I am. And then Sal Lipskitz would host after that. Right? I think it was midnight to 5 a.m. Okay? Have you seen where, and again, this is, I always talk about this. I always say this. Hot take sells. Hot take sells.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? He's about to move to middays on WFAN starting on July 24th.
Oh, look at Sal.
Mm-hmm. You don't, and again, when he said that, oh, the division's over. That's the best thing that ever happened to him. He got more pub, more notoriety. You know what? And I respect Colin Cowherd from this perspective. You know, he has said many times, look, there are guys doing overnights in Rhode Island that know way more about sports and are way more accurate than I am. But, you know, they're doing overnights in Rhode Island. And he's right. He's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Hot take sells. I mean, I'm not knocking Sal Lipskitz, you know, whatever. I mean, again, he's earned his spot, but let me tell you, a year ago and a couple of months, whatever it's been, 13, 14 months, whatever it was, because I think it was sometime around Memorial Day, right? It was sometime around Memorial Day when he made that proclamation. And now here he is just a little bit more than a year later, and he's hosting middays on WFAN, on the number one sports talk radio station in America.
It's a pretty nice come up.
Tell me that hot take doesn't sell.
I mean, hey, listen, we've seen Skip Bayless and guys like that mm-hmm. have made an entire career off of just hot takes.
Hey, I mean, again, Colin Cowherd and people like that. You know, when Cowherd, you know, gets all hot takey. Look, I'll tell you the latest one is that Jason McIntyre. I think he's dreadful. I think he's dreadful. But hot take sells.
He's pretty bad.
Yeah. but hey, you know what? He's worked himself into being on Cowherd Show and all these other platforms and all this, that, and the other. You know, again, and I hate to say it this way because I really like Joy Taylor. I really like Joy. Really. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you I like Joy Taylor?
Yeah. Okay. Me too.
But, you know, she's learned from Cowherd about how to be hot takey, right?
Yep.
And she sometimes fills in for him. And she does, I don't know, she does like one of those roundtable kinds mm-hmm. of shows on FS1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's making a name for herself because she's all hot takey. Why are the Falcons not going after Lamar? Without understanding even the most subtle nuance of it, why are the Falcons not pursuing? Who was their quarterback that? She doesn't understand anything. But it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. She's hot takey. She got her hot takes out there. And they've all learned at the foot of the master. You know, Jason McIntyre and Joy Taylor, you know, they learned at the foot of the master in Colin Cowherd. So good for Sal Lipskitz, but let's not kid ourselves, man. Let's not kid ourselves. Hot take sells.
Yeah, I mean, because listen, what do they always say? You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
As long as you have eyes on you, you're fine. It doesn't matter if they're saying bad stuff about you, if they're saying good stuff about you. Doesn't matter. As long as they're paying attention.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, look. If that's, I won't get into the whole carton thing. You know, I got suspended for that for a night. But again, you get these guys, and doesn't matter if they're 1% correct in their opinions or this or that, or it doesn't really matter. They say it with enough vociferousness, mm-hmm. you know, and they put it out there. And if you can, again, you just, what it really is you have to learn to be able to take the heat when you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even sure if some of those guys aren't purposely trying to be wrong saying stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's one of the things, and this is something that was told to me about politics, but it applies still here. Even if you're lying, tell the lie loud.
Right.
And tell it often.
Right, right.
Soon enough, people will start to believe it.
Again, that's the old, you know what that philosophy is? That's the old Joseph Goebbels, who was the Nazi Ministry of Propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he's like, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes truth.
Yeah.
That was his mantra, was say it loud, say it, you know, often, but if you tell a lie long enough, it starts to become truth.
Yep. Yep.
But I'm sure that Sal thought, you know, that this division was over or whatever like that. But again, you have to proclaim it. Can't back down from it.
Yeah, because here's the thing: you can't be like, oh yeah, I feel like this division. No. Don't feel it. Say it.
Right.
Stand by.
And the other thing is too, is don't apologize for it.
Exactly.
Do not apologize
exactly.
for it. Don't
yeah.
apologize. Because, again, that's the worst thing. Because when that starts to happen, then you lose all credibility. Because why would I believe you? If you're going to be wrong and you're going to have to apologize, why would I start believing you? So, I give him credit. But, again, you know, that afternoons on WFAN, that's Mike and the Mad Dog and Francesa,
yeah.
you know,
that's
all those
spot.
Decades. That's big-time stuff. For a guy to go from midnight to 5 a.m. and get promoted to FAN midday, or FAM afternoons.
Yeah, that's
a big deal.
That's a huge jump.
Yep, it's a big deal for that to happen. All because he said, the NL East is over. It's over. I sound like some guy from Boston now. But yeah, again, I got to find a way to get hot takey. I gotta study it. I gotta study it. Hot take Tommy's feet. I gotta learn how to get hot takey. Yeah,
we gotta figure it. We'll do something for you.
I gotta start coming up with some of the most ridiculous things in the history of mankind.
That's what we'll do. Here's the problem.
The problem is when I give my opinions, most of the vast majority of time they end up being true. They end up coming true, and it's like, dang, You know, again, you know, like 9.46 out of 10 becomes true. You know, there's that slight one. But, you know, again, it needs to get to more of a 50-50 kind of right.
So you're saying you just got to be wrong more.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, honestly. Right. Yeah, I've got to learn how to be wrong more.
All right, so tomorrow we'll do an exercise. We're going to try and find something that you can be wrong about.
Okay.
Find some hot take that you can be wrong about.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to start getting more hot takey and being more wrong, you know. And I guess that's the problem. I guess that's just, you know, the inherent problem with when I give my opinion is I know I'm right, but so
I mean, hey, just you could just come out and say, hey, Desmond Ridder is going to throw 40 touchdowns next year. Boom, there we go.
Yeah, but that. Doesn't even feel like that doesn't feel hot takey enough.
We got to go crazier. Okay, Desmond Ridder is going to break the record for most passing touchdowns in a single season.
But
are we
see,
going
now,
far enough yet?
But see, that's so okay. Here's the difference, though, in something like that. That's just being bombastic. Like that's not hot takey.
Fair.
I mean, there's a difference between just kind of making a ridiculous proclamation and being hot take guy.
It has to be. There has to be like a little bit of actual credibility and some just a slight sliver of truth to the hot take.
Yeah. I mean, look, Carl and Mike faced it, you know, when they talked about Trae Young.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they faced it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's the difference between making crazy proclamations and being a hot take guy. And that's where I got to get to. I got to start getting into more hot takiness. So let's work on that. We'll do an exercise at some point tomorrow. We got to get hot takey. It paid off for Sal Lipskitz. I mean, you know, he's moving up to afternoons on FAN. Something must be working. It ain't working for me. All right, we'll wrap things up with a love TKO for however long I'm here. Sports Radio, not to the game, honestly.com app.
To more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show, as we always do with that love TKO. We got the JR Sports Brief coming up. I don't even know who the hell knows anymore. So, anyway, before we get out of here, let me let you listen to the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Yeah, we got to work on our hot takiness because Sal Lipskitz, you know, getting promoted to afternoons on WFAN. And I think he does do midnight to 5 a.m. I think he's got a 5-hour shift.
Yeah.
So I think that's what his shift is. So.
So what you're telling me is if we get more hot takey, you'll be the new Dukes. You'll be in Dukes and Bell spot.
No, I'll probably get fired. I'll probably have to quit radio before. Let me put it like this: before I get promoted, I'll have to go to like Myrtle Beach or something like that to do radio. You know, or do overnights in Rhode Island, as Kyle Turt said. So. Anyway, but we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll try to get more hot takey with you, and you know, we'll talk some Braves baseball. We'll open up the phone lines right after the Braves finish up, so we'll kind of do our own sort of post game show with everything. So anyway, all right, we gotta get out of here. For Dom, it's Chuck.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I got my fat guy shoes on. I got my Skechers slip-ins on. I love these shoes, I'm telling you. I love these things. They're maybe the best shoes I've ever owned.
I was going to say, I had, so in high school, I ran cross country for a few years, and I had a pair of Skechers that I ran in, and one of the best decisions I ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not that ridiculous. I mean, I bought 2 of these Skechers slip-ins at Rack Room Shoes, and it was buy one, get one free, and it was like $130.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad price at all. I mean, $65 a pair?
I was going to say, that is amazing.
Yeah.
For some of the money, and me not even being a big sneakerhead, some of the money that I've spent on shoes.
Yeah, I'm not good a big sneaker. Yeah, I could care less about all the fashion statements and stuff like that. But anyway, Chuck Richeau back here with you, 404-726-0929. Do you remember the guy, Dom, from last year? Remember the Mets guy who said the division is over?
Yeah, hey, good old Sal Licata.
Okay, Sal Lipskitz. What's his name? All right. Have you seen? So what does he do? He hosts on WFAN.
Mm-hmm.
I think from, is it like midnight to 5 a.m. or something like that?
Ooh, I'm not sure what his time slot is.
Yeah, I think it's like midnight to 5 a.m.
That's a fun one.
Okay. He's like their late night. Because, again, remember they used to have like Steve Summers?
Yes.
You know, who was the night host like I am. And then Sal Lipskitz would host after that. Right? I think it was midnight to 5 a.m. Okay. Have you seen where, and again, this is, I always talk about this. I always say this. Hot take sells. Hot take sells.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? He's about to move to middays on WFAN starting on July 24th.
Oh, look at Sal.
Mm-hmm. You don't, and again, when he said that, oh, the division's over. That's the best thing that ever happened to him. He got more pub, more notoriety. You know what? And I respect Colin Cowherd from this perspective. You know, he has said many times, look, there are guys doing overnights in Rhode Island that know way more about sports and are way more accurate than I am. But, you know, they're doing overnights in Rhode Island. And he's right. He's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Hot take sells. I mean, I'm not knocking Sal Lipskitz, you know, whatever. I mean, again, he's earned his spot. But let me tell you, a year ago and a couple of months, whatever it's been, 13, 14 months, whatever it was, because I think it was sometime around Memorial Day, right? It was sometime around Memorial Day when he made that proclamation. And now here he is just a little bit more than a year later, and he's hosting middays on WFAN, on the number one sports talk radio station in America.
It's a pretty nice come up.
Tell me that hot take doesn't sell.
I mean, hey, listen, we've seen Skip Bayless and guys like that have made an entire career off of just hot takes.
Hey, I mean, again, Colin Cowherd and people like that. You know, when Cowherd, you know, gets all hot takey. Look, I'll tell you the latest one is that Jason McIntyre. I think he's dreadful. I think he's dreadful. But hot take sells.
He's pretty bad.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? He's worked himself into being on Cowherd's show and all these other platforms and all this, that, and the other. You know, again, and I hate to say it this way because I really like Joy Taylor. I really like Joy, really. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you I like Joy Taylor?
Yeah. Okay. Me too.
But, you know, she's learned from Cowherd about how to be hot takey, right?
Yep.
And she sometimes fills in for him, and she does, I don't know, she does like one of those roundtable kinds of shows on FS1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's making a name for herself because she's all hot takey. Why are the Falcons not going after Lamar? Without understanding even the most subtle nuance of it, why are the Falcons not pursuing? Who was their quarterback? That she doesn't understand anything, but it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. She's hot takey. She got her hot takes out there, and they've all learned at the foot of the master. You know, Jason McIntyre and Joy Taylor. You know, they learned at the foot of the master in Colin Cowherd. So good for Sal Lipskitz, but let's not kid ourselves, man. Let's not kid ourselves. Hot take sells.
Yeah, I mean, because listen, what do they always say? You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
As long as you have eyes on you, you're fine. It doesn't matter if they're saying bad stuff about you, if they're saying good stuff about you. Doesn't matter. As long as they're paying attention.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, look. If that's, I won't get into the whole carton thing. You know, I got suspended for that for a night. But you get these guys, and doesn't matter if they're 1% correct in their opinions or this or that, or it doesn't really matter. They say it with enough vociferousness, you know, and they put it out there, and if you can. Again, what it really is you have to learn to be able to take the heat when you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even sure if some of those guys aren't purposely trying to be wrong by saying stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's one of the things, and this is something that was told to me about politics, but it applies still here. Even if you're lying, tell the lie loud.
Right.
And tell it often.
Right. Right.
Soon enough, people will start to believe it.
Again, that's the old, you know what that philosophy is? That's the old Joseph Goebbels, who was the Nazi Ministry of Propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he's like, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes truth.
Yeah.
That was his mantra, was say it loud, say it, you know, often, but if you tell a lie long enough, it starts to become truth.
Yep. Yep.
But again, I'm sure that Sal thought, you know, that this division was over or whatever like that. But, again, you have to proclaim it. Can't back down from it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You can't be like, oh, yeah, I feel like this division. No. Don't feel it. Say it.
Right.
Stand by it.
And the other thing is, too, is don't apologize for it.
Exactly.
Do not apologize
exactly.
for it. Don't apologize. Because, again, that's the worst thing. Because when that starts to happen, then you lose all credibility. Because why would I believe you? If you're going to be wrong and you're going to have to apologize, why would I start believing you? So, I give him credit. But, again, you know, that afternoons on WFAN, that's Mike and the Mad Dog and Francesa, you know, all those
spot.
Decades. That's big-time stuff. For a guy to go from midnight to 5 a.m. and get promoted to FAN midday FAM afternoons.
Yeah, that's
a big deal.
That's a huge jump.
Yep, it's a big deal for that to happen. All because he said the NL East is over. It's over. I sound like some guy from Boston now. But yeah, again, I got to find a way to get hot takey. I gotta study it. I gotta study it. Hot take Tommy's feet. I gotta learn how to get hot takey. Yeah,
we gotta figure it. We'll do something for you.
I gotta start coming up with some of the most ridiculous things in the history of mankind.
That's what we'll do. Here's the problem.
The problem is when I give my opinions, most of the vast majority of time, they end up being true. They end up coming true. And it's like, dang. Like 9.46 out of 10 becomes true. You know, there's that slight one, but, you know, again, it needs to get to more of a 50-50 kind of right.
So you're saying you just got to be wrong more.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, honestly. Right. Yeah, so I've got to learn how to be wrong more.
All right, so tomorrow we'll do an exercise. We're going to try and find something that you can be wrong about.
Okay.
Find some hot take that you can be wrong about.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to start getting more hot takey and being more wrong, you know. And I guess that's the problem. I guess that's just, you know, the inherent problem with when I give my opinion is that I know I'm right, but so
I mean, hey, just you could just come out and say, hey, Desmond Ridder is going to throw 40 touchdowns next year, boom, there we go.
Yeah, but that doesn't even feel like that doesn't feel hot takey enough.
We got to go crazier. Okay, Desmond Ridder is going to break the record for most passing touchdowns in a single season.
Here's the difference though in something like that. That's just being bombastic. Like, that's not hot takey.
Fair.
I mean, there's a difference between just kind of making a ridiculous proclamation and being hot take guy.
There has to be like a little bit of actual credibility and some just a slight sliver of truth to the hot take.
Yeah. I mean, look, Carl and Mike faced it, you know, when they talked about Trae Young.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they faced it, right? So again, that's the difference between making crazy proclamations and being a hot take guy. And that's where I got to get to. I got to start getting into more hot takiness. So let's work on that. We'll do an exercise at some point tomorrow. We got to get hot takey. It paid off for Sal Lipskitz. I mean, you know, he's moving up to afternoons on FAN. Something must be working. It ain't working for me. All right, we'll wrap things up with a Love TKO for however long I'm here. Sports Radio, Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
To more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show, as we always do with that Love TKO. We got the JR Sports Brief coming up. I don't even know who the hell knows anymore. So, anyway, before we get out of here, let me let you listen to the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Yeah, we got to work on our hot takiness because Sal Lipskitz, you know, getting promoted to afternoons on WFAN. And I think he does do midnight to 5 a.m. I think he's got a 5-hour shift.
Yeah.
So I think that's what his shift is. So
what you're telling me is, if we get more hot takey, you'll be the new Dukes. You'll be in Dukes and Bell spot.
No, I'll probably get fired. I'll probably have to quit radio before. Let me put it like this: before I get promoted, I'll have to go to like Myrtle Beach or something like that to do radio. You know, or do overnights in Rhode Island, as Kyle Turk said. So. Anyway, but we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll try to get more hot takey with you, and you know, we'll talk some Braves baseball. We'll open up the phone lines right after the Braves finish up, so we'll kind of do our own sort of post game show with everything. So anyway, all right, we gotta get out of here. For Dom, it's Chuckery. We'll see you AMF.
Trying to hold on, faith is gone. It's just another sad song.
Hello. Back now
Now to more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show, as we always do with that Love TKO. We got the JR Sports Brief coming up. I don't even know who the hell knows anymore. So, anyway, before we get out of here, let me let you listen to the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Yeah, we got to work on our hot takiness because Sal Lipskitz, you know, getting promoted to afternoons on WFAN. And I think he did. I think he does do midnight to 5 a.m. I think he's got a five-hour shift.
Yeah.
So I think that's what his shift is. So.
So what you're telling me is, if we get more hot takey, you'll be the new Dukes. You'll be in Dukes and Bell spot.
No, I'll probably get fired. I'll probably have to quit radio before. Let me put it like this. Before I get promoted, I'll have to go to like Myrtle Beach or something like that to do radio, you know, or do overnights in Rhode Island, as Kyle Turt said. So anyway, but we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll try to get more hot takey with you, and we'll talk some Braves baseball. We'll open up the phone lines right after the Braves finish up, so we'll kind of do our own sort of post game show with everything. So anyway, all right, we gotta get out of here. For Dom, it's Chuckery. We'll see you, AMF.
Trying to hold on, faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I better let it go.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.